Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hi, John. I know you enjoy using your digital camera to take pictures and record videos when you go cycling. Well, I'm taking my family on a road trip around Europe this summer, and I think I should get a good camera for the trip. Maybe you could tell me what to look for. Are there any cameras that you particularly recommend? Please call me back when you have a few minutes to spare. Two.
I love taking my family on long road trips during the summer holidays. While we're travelling, my husband usually sleeps a lot. The kids play games or watch films, and I listen to music. I've got a high-quality sound system in my car. If I get a bit sleepy when I'm behind the wheel, I put on upbeat songs, and that always helps. I also stop regularly at petrol stations to get some coffee.
Three. Well, you see, it all begins when Olive learns that she has qualified for a beauty contest in California, and her family sets off in their van to get her there. The main characters, played brilliantly by famous actors, include her anxious mother, her forgetful father, her naughty brother, and her funny uncle who always wakes up too late. Along the way, the van breaks down and they end up leaving Olive at a petrol station. And that's not the end of their problems. Believe me, the ending is quite surprising. Go and find out for yourself. I've already seen it twice. Four.
Well, my father loved taking us on trips during the summer holidays. Once he rented a huge camper van. We were all so excited when we set off and thought that we would reach our destination without any difficulties. But the first bridge we came to was too low for our vehicle. By the time we managed to turn around, there was a huge traffic jam behind us, and some drivers started shouting at us. I felt so embarrassed.
Five. Hello. It's nice to see you all at the beginning of your trip across Alaska. Before you get into your cars, I'll explain the details of your tour. Please check your progress on Google Maps. You can also join our group on social media to communicate with each other on the way. If you have any problems, you can contact either me or our office at any time. We're here to help you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One. Hi, John. I know you enjoy using your digital camera to take pictures and record videos when you go cycling. Well, I'm taking my family on a road trip around Europe this summer, and I think I should get a good camera for the trip. Maybe you could tell me what to look for. Are there any cameras that you particularly recommend? Please call me back when you have a few minutes to spare.
Two. I love taking my family on long road trips during the summer holidays. While we're travelling, my husband usually sleeps a lot. The kids play games or watch films, and I listen to music. I've got a high-quality sound system in my car. If I get a bit sleepy when I'm behind the wheel, I put on upbeat songs, and that always helps. I also stop regularly at petrol stations to get some coffee.
Three. Well, you see, it all begins when Olive learns that she has qualified for a beauty contest in California, and her family sets off in their van to get her there. The main characters, played brilliantly by famous actors, include her anxious mother, her forgetful father, her naughty brother, and her funny uncle who always wakes up too late. Along the way, the van breaks down and they end up leaving Olive at a petrol station. And that's not the end of their problems. Believe me, the ending is quite surprising. Go and find out for yourself. I've already seen it twice. Four.
Well, my father loved taking us on trips during the summer holidays. Once he rented a huge camper van. We were all so excited when we set off and thought that we would reach our destination without any difficulties. But the first bridge we came to was too low for our vehicle. By the time we managed to turn around, there was a huge traffic jam behind us, and some drivers started shouting at us. I felt so embarrassed.
Five. Hello. It's nice to see you all at the beginning of your trip across Alaska. Before you get into your cars, I'll explain the details of your tour. Please check your progress on Google Maps. You can also join our group on social media to communicate with each other on the way. If you have any problems, you can contact either me or our office at any time. We're here to help you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
One. Have you ever wanted to disappear into a cave for a week or two, but you just didn't know where to find one? Now it is easy. Our booking website has just added new search categories. You can now book places such as caves, castles, treehouses, or windmills, and search for things like amazing pool, grand piano, or national park. This update is available starting today. Would you like to travel somewhere extraordinary? Take a look on the internet during your lunch break.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever wanted to disappear into a cave for a week or two, but you just didn't know where to find one? Now it is easy. Our booking website has just added new search categories. You can now book places such as caves, castles, treehouses, or windmills, and search for things like amazing pool, grand piano, or national park. This update is available starting today. Would you like to travel somewhere extraordinary? Take a look on the internet during your lunch break.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
2.
I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which take place every year. They were created to motivate consumers to spend lots of money on different products. However, there is another day called Giving Tuesday. On that day, people are encouraged to do something good for others. It is held either on the last Tuesday of November or the first Tuesday in December. But the rule is that Giving Tuesday must always follow Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday was started on November the 27th, 2012. Believe it or not, on that day, over $10 million was donated to charities. Apart from giving money, there are many other ways to take part in Giving Tuesday. If you're looking for ideas, some are suggested on the Giving Tuesday website. For example, you can do the week's shopping for an elderly neighbour, or donate used clothing and toys to local charities. You can also do something good together with your friends. And to encourage other people to follow your example, you can share the different acts of kindness on your social media.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which take place every year. They were created to motivate consumers to spend lots of money on different products. However, there is another day called Giving Tuesday. On that day, people are encouraged to do something good for others. It is held either on the last Tuesday of November or the first Tuesday in December. But the rule is that Giving Tuesday must always follow Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday was started on November the 27th, 2012. Believe it or not, on that day, over $10 million was donated to charities. Apart from giving money, there are many other ways to take part in Giving Tuesday. If you're looking for ideas, some are suggested on the Giving Tuesday website. For example, you can do the week's shopping for an elderly neighbour, or donate used clothing and toys to local charities. You can also do something good together with your friends. And to encourage other people to follow your example, you can share the different acts of kindness on your social media.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.